In Havana, the scene was more subdued at the now-renamed U.S. Embassy. Dozens of Cubans and tourists came out to the small plaza in front of the six-story building, waiting for some sort of festivity. But as NPR's Carrie Khan reports, it was all business today.
Onaya Sintra arrived before the doors opened at the embassy to get a front-row seat and beat the scorching summer sun. This has been a battle of 55 years or more, says Sintra, who was hoping to watch the embassy raise the U.S. flag up the lone pole that sits empty off to the side of the concrete structure. He says everyone is victorious with better relations. While some embassy personnel dressed in red, white, and blue did come out to greet the onlookers, no official speeches were given and visas and other consular activities proceeded as usual. Miriam Oliva Muniz came down for a visa interview.
Yo pienso que va a haber mejoría en todo.
I think things are going to get better for everyone, she says, now that the U.S. finally has a full-fledged embassy in our country. At least, she says, the treatment was better today than other times she's gone in for appointments. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Havana.